Hello, everyone. I'm Victoria, your host for Café y Confesiones. And today I have a pretty special guest. Do you want to say hello?
Hi.
Okay. Do you want to introduce yourself or do you want me to introduce
you? Hi, I'm Maya. And I'm Victoria's self. I say I'm her best friend. I don't know what she thinks.
She is my best friend. Today, Daniel couldn't join us because he is studying pretty hard for his midterms. And honestly, it's fine because I had planned with Maya to bring her on as a guest. It was either going to be this week or next week. So you were going to hear about her anyway.
Mm-hmm. Sorry in advance.
No, I don't know why you would say sorry, but
because self-deprecation is my favorite kind of humor.
Oh, God. Okay. So we do have a lot of stuff to kind of discuss. Just a little background on us. We're big pop culture fans, I guess. We follow it quite religiously. I don't know if you heard the last podcast, but I was pretty insistent on mm-hmm. this. I tried to get Daniel to talk about like his favorite movies and stuff, and I don't think
he wasn't having it.
I don't think he really cares about it, so which is fine. So I guess we'll talk about our favorite stuff.
Yeah, it's a time for the Chronically Online.
I know, and that's us.
That is us in a nutshell.
So the first thing we have to talk about is the movie. Emilia Perez.
Oh, no.
Can we talk about that? So you didn't watch the movie.
No, but I've heard about it from like a lot of people. So I'm not going to claim to know anything genuinely about like having watched it, but definitely there is a lot of controversy now.
There is a lot of it. I'll tell you about the movie. I did watch it because I thought it was important for me to watch it.
Give us a little recap.
Yeah. Basically what happens in the movie, it's this drug cartel in Mexico. This guy, like the leader of it, he hires this lawyer who is played by Zoe Saldana, and who is, I think she's Dominican. And he basically hires her to find him like the best doctors to transition into a woman. Because I think he just wanted to, like, I don't know, not be seen as a drug cartel leader anymore. So she finds him like the best of the best, and then he ends up transitioning into a woman, and then she goes now by Emilia Perez, right? She starts making this kind of organization where basically she connects with people or families of people that have been taken by the drug cartel or have been like, you know, harmed in any way. Like,
wait, but in the midst of this is just like a musical?
Yes. That's the weirdest part of it all.
Okay.
I understand. Okay, here's the story. Like, I do get the story. I do get the plot line. However, the music kind of messed me up a bit. But here it is. So basically, yeah, that happens. But it's kind of weird if you think about it, because why, like, I don't know, like, why is a drug cartel leader wanting to now empathize with all the people that he basically put in danger type of thing?
Wait, who's Selena Gomez's character?
She is the wife of the drug cartel leader.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is kind of crazy if you think about it. But from what I understand, she was kind of raised in America.
Okay.
That's why her Spanish is so bad. Like in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she was raised in America in real life. But, you know, there's that. So anyway, I do think that movie, it was interesting. Like I said, the plot line, the story, it was very informative. I do think that it was weird that the director was a French guy.
Did you see what he said about like Spanish?
What did he say?
He said that it's like, I don't want to say the wrong thing. So okay. I'm going to search up exactly what he said. But he's like basically said something disparaging about the language.
Oh.
And about like people in general.
Oh, that's
so
not...
I'm going to find exactly what he said.
Okay.
But you continue talking about
it. I will continue talking about all this. I think it's crazy that he decided to, I guess, essentially like, you know, have this movie made about Mexicans and their stories regarding the cartel, because he has never lived that, which is, again, kind of insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's like me making a movie about like Asians. I am so far.
Anything we're not. It's like, yeah, yeah, how are you informed about that?
Not even how are you informed. How are you, like, knowledgeable enough to make a movie?
Or about, like, essentially stereotypes that have to do with, like, a culture of a people. I know. Obviously he was doing.
Yeah.
Because he also apparently didn't try to make any kind of search up anything about Spanish people or anything to do with the culture. He just basically was like, oh, I want to make a movie about Spanish people, and didn't try to do any research about it. But I actually found what he said.
Okay, dude.
He said in August for some, like, French publication that, quote, Spanish is a language of developing countries. It's a language of countries, a few means of poor people, of migrants, unquote.
Holy.
In August, by the way, he said that. So, like, that was in the midst of, like,
Of this whole press tour or whatever it was. That is insane. Sorry, that is insane.
That's
crazy. For you to be a director of a movie that, I mean, you want it to do well. Like, anyone wants their movie to go well. I don't know.
But it's also the Netflix of it all, I think, as well, because they realized that critics were liking the movie and it was getting a lot of, like, recognition at film festivals. So, but they basically, Netflix essentially decided to put all their money into doing, like, a lot of press for Emilia Perez because they saw how critics were reacting to it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, like, the Rotten Tomatoes, I don't like Rotten Tomatoes, but, like, the difference of, like, critic score versus audience score for that movie is kind of insane. I think the audience score is somewhere in the 20s.
Really?
Like, the people hate it.
Yeah, no, I don't think a lot of people liked it. I was talking to my parents about it because they did watch it. She was like, I understand the plot line. I love it. Like, she loves that, like, it's actually being told, like, the story type of vibe. But why is there a musical? First of all, why is, like, I don't know. It's such an awkward movie. If you ever get to watch it, I just felt really awkward about it. But anyway, if we move forward.
Yeah, if we actually move forward.
We move.
We move.
We move essentially from whatever the movie's about. The main actress.
Yeah. And this is a very, very recent development. Like, this is Twitter lore for the ages, I fear.
Twitter that has, like, it's been nonstop. Okay, I'm going to find the thread. We're not going to read some of these out because they're very, they're very profane. And they're
but maybe we'll try to find ones that are, like, able to read. But I think with...
They're so bad.
Yeah. But actually, we can describe what happened. Essentially, Carla Sofía Gascón, like, who plays Emilia Perez, So she plays Emilia Perez in the movie, and she's the lead actress. They've been throwing a lot of press behind her because she's, you know, it's a big deal. She's, you know, a woman of color, and she's a trans woman, so it's, like, a big deal.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, first of all, before I even mention this, why do PR companies, like, all of these actors hire PR companies to make themselves look good, right?
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of recent developments in the fact that it's always Twitter old tweets that get brought up that...
Why?
Like, I know that once you put something on the internet, it's never fully gone. But tell me why these scandals about old tweets, which are, you know, it's valid, it's completely valid to be like, why would this person ever tweet that in the first place, let alone think something and then putting on the internet? Why are these PR companies and management teams they hire not trying to wipe what they said from the internet? Why is that not the first thought?
Not even that. I'm like, you're getting paid for this. This is your job. This is your job. Why can't you, like... do your job type of thing. It's insane to me. But she has had the most horrific, terrible, terrible tweets.
Like, there's threads upon threads.
I know, which is crazy. So here's, I'm not even going to read them, but there are some that I was like, are you joking? So there are some that are, like, very racist, very there's no homophobic ones. I think that's the only minority that she didn't target, because otherwise, like, I don't know. She was just politically very wrong. One that stood out to me, though, is the hatred towards Latinos. I'm like, girl, you are playing a Latino, like, a Latina woman in a movie. You are Mexican in this movie. Granted, she is Spanish. She's from Spain, and that, like, obviously that doesn't make a difference, but, like, why are you, like, if you're playing a role of a Mexican, and I think she did pretty well, like, I'm not gonna lie, I think her character was, like, good, and, like, her accent was good, but, like, why are you like this if you're playing this part type of thing? So I mean, she was kind of outrageous to say so many things.
Yeah, it's kind of insane to me. I don't understand. But the crazy thing is, like, for some people, when their tweets get dug up, you'll find that they're from 2010, which obviously no excuse to have ever said or thought anything discriminatory against anyone. Let me say that. But some of these tweets are recent, like pretty damn recent.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Like 2019 recent.
I mean, I haven't seen
2020
exactly when, like, she posted half of these, but they're really recent. And here's the other thing.
If they're within the decade,
insane.
That's, like, a huge problem. And it's still a problem before the decade, too. But within the decade is, like, somewhat insane.
And the fact, this is the funniest part of this whole thing. I guess, well, the whole thing is not funny, obviously. But what the funniest part about this is that people on Twitter were the ones to find this. Not her press, like not these press companies, which is insane. And then obviously half of these are in, not half, all of them are in Spanish. Just pressing the like
Google Translate button.
Which is insane how you can, I guess she deserves to be canceled because this is outrageous.
But even cancel's not even the wrong word. Like, let's just say people who say really terrible things about people at all should just be like, canceled has like lost so much meaning. She just deserves to be deplatformed.
Yeah, she doesn't deserve to have any kind of fame. And
or
anything, to be honest. I'm pretty sure Netflix dropped her, right?
Yeah, apparently they're refusing to, if she wants to attend any award show that she was like already invited to, she essentially has to pay for everything herself.
Yeah.
And but also this brings up a bigger conversation with the fact that it is incredibly important to call out anybody who's like created any kind of injustice or said anything incredibly offensive to any like minority or community.
Yeah.
But it's crazy that like if we're gonna give this treatment to like a trans woman of color, we like, which happened within days essentially, this kind of treatment also needs to be given to people like white men and people who like it feels like we jump on like people differently, or not we, but you know, like the public jumps on people differently.
Yeah, I know, I get it.
When they're a part of a minority, and it seems to happen quite quickly, and the same energy should be given to people who have said terrible things as well.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of weird? Like, it's, obviously it's not justifiable, anything she said. It's just interesting who people jump on quickly.
I mean, I'd like to bring up someone that I'm like, how does this person still how does this person still have a platform? I have a couple in mind, but Trisha Paytas. Can we talk?
We can talk about it because,
like, the amount of things she's done and said, I get it. She's come back and she's a nice person, whatever. And I'm like, okay, we've tried canceling, quote unquote, canceling her for years, right? Why hasn't it been successful, first of all? Another one is Tana Mongeau.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Like, sure.
I don't know why. I don't know. There's some that I'm like,
I feel like podcasters in general are ruining people's brains. They're frying their brains. Because think about the things that these people say that like young impressionable people are hearing in their ears, even if they change.
Yeah.
Like we talk about all the whack stuff that Trisha Paytas has said.
Yeah.
But like, think about it. Because you have all these people that are fans of her,
and then
realize, oh, she said all this really questionable, terrible stuff, but now she's having her own one like Broadway show called Trisha Paytas' Big Broadway Dream, and all of these celebrities who also claim to be like proponents of, you know, caring about people in the world and like stuff are not just supporting it, they're a part of it. And I think that's a little bit weird because I don't know. I think Trisha Paytas is funny, but I don't understand how you have people that are fully, you know, supportive of, like, talking about injustice and calling it out when it happens.
Yeah.
But then when she apparently changes because she had a kid and got married, even though she said all this stuff recently, if we're talking about people who said weird things recently, why does she get a pass?
I don't know.
I mean, I think, actually, with this conversation, we can see why she gets a pass.
I know, which is insane. I also think about her tour. Was that a joke? That was real, right?
What tour? She's going on tour.
The Eras.
Oh, no, it's happening.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was happening.
I know people who want to go.
I didn't know this was happening.
Hold my finger, please.
Yeah.
We need to hold space.
Yeah,
right
we need to hold space. I mean, I talked about Wicked last week.
Praise.
I talked at Daniel about Wicked because he definitely did not care, which is fine. But Wicked,
I still know people who haven't seen it, which is crazy to me. I saw it three times.
I saw it three times.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was Gorgina. It was amazing.
Oh my god.
And I cried two out of those.
I laughed.
Three times.
I cried.
I had many epiphanies. I don't know what else she says in that. See, we're very chronically online, and yeah, all of the stuff that we're saying is crazy. Mm. But the Grammys just happened.
Yeah. Moving on from questionable, problematic tweets, we're going to go to a very recent.
I know, very recent event, and we watched them together. It was this past Sunday.
Yes.
Let's have some thoughts and feelings about it.
First of all, I'll be thinking about that for like at least the next 2 weeks, because what a packed show. Like, we are both, like we said, like chronically online and always watch award shows and, you know, even like essentially live tweeting when it happens too. Like, we're in it. We're in it for the long run. So imagine our surprise when an award show actually fills their questionable time length, like in a good way.
I know.
That thing went over their 3.5 hour mark, and I was tuned in.
I was going to say, I was so okay with it because there's so many award shows but like the third hour, I'm like, oh my God, when is this going to end?
But you know what I realized was obviously there was a lot of great performances, especially like now I was like Dochi, I was not familiar with your game, and now I'm tuned in.
I really like it.
Also, the staging made me think of Matilda, but that's like just the Broadway kid in me.
Oh,
like, I love theater.
I never watched
the costumes. It was very Matilda.
Interesting. Well, I lied. I do, like, I have seen that, the Matilda Broadway, like, costumes.
Yeah.
So it's, like, kind of uniform.
Yeah, anyway, Dochi was amazing. But I also want to say, like I was saying, you know what made this show, I think, different than maybe recent years in terms of.
Do tell.
Not just the amount of performances they had, which, like, praise, because
yeah.
I feel like what was missing from the Grammys was just a constant flow of performances, especially with how they did the Best New Artist performances one after the other to keep
that
it going.
That was amazing.
Which was incredibly smart. Think about it. The fact that they had essentially every single big pop girl who's having a moment right now, not just, like, in the room at the same time, like, but performing and doing it well. Because, first of all, we had so many vocalists. But
insane.
Also, like, what makes good Grammys performances is a great pop girl.
It's what the people want.
Yeah.
And that's what we wanted. And
We got it.
And we were so happy. I'd like to talk about, obviously, Chapel Roan.
Oh, my God.
Chapel Roan, the love of our lives.
I literally cannot. She's my favorite person.
She is. I think her performance was, like, so insanely good.
Insane.
Like, insane. I thought it was so good. My mom and I were talking about it because she was like, oh my God, she was so good. She wasn't familiar with her game.
My parents loved it too. They were very impressed.
My mom was like, oh my God, I know you, like, I remember because I think you saw her in concert. And I was like, we did. She was an opener for Olivia Rodrigo.
And by the way, all credit to Victoria. We knew that she was opening for Olivia when we got the tickets and when it was announced. And we had both, I think, heard her name before because she had actually opened up for Olivia once a few years ago on her Sour tour.
Yeah.
But Victoria started listening earlier, like ahead of the curve, and then said, Maya, you have to listen to this.
Yeah.
And then I tuned in and, like, my life was changed. And then not to toot our own horns, but when the entire, like,
world
when the entire arena was essentially dead for most of her stage, we were going hard.
We were going insane.
We were both, like, tired by the time Olivia came on. That's how much we were just.
And the thing is, like, she just has one album, which is insane to me. I cannot wait to see what else she puts out. But, like, we knew almost every single song.
I think we did, because she performed, like, all the fun ones, including Casual, which is, like, still fun.
It's still fun, but it's a popular one. I was just so happy to see her because, like, I know, like, whenever she comes back, because I know she's going to do a tour again. She has to tour.
Yeah.
But whenever she comes back, I know it's going to be so impossible to get tickets.
Oh, 100%.
We will get tickets. I know
that. We will get tickets.
We will manifest.
But also, we always say that, and once in a while, we don't. But I feel it for us. But
I feel it for us, especially for Chapel. Like, we're big Chapel fans. I'd like to talk about Charlie's performance.
Okay. I keep on saying okay, because I want to say that we are Charlie girls.
We are.
We had Sweat tour tickets before Brat Summer happened.
Which is insane. I think
we got them
that.
For a good price because we actually had them before Brat Summer exploded. So, yeah. And also, having seen the Sweat tour and basically felt like the arena was a huge nightclub, which, like, crazy staging, crazy performing. I'd never been to a concert like that.
Yeah.
Which is how I can say that I think the Von Dutch portion was great. I loved it. I felt like when she actually came onto the stage, first of all, I wish she was actually singing more. I felt like she was barely saying anything once guests started.
Yeah.
The staging was very, I don't know, underwhelming.
Plain.
There was nothing going on.
Yeah.
And she was doing her Charlie thing. Like, she was doing the thing, but there was no, like, there was no Brat Green going on.
No.
Which, like, I know you don't want to overdo it, but there was none. There was no Brat Green at all.
You kind of had to. And, like, especially because this is, like, I don't want to say this is her biggest album, but I think it has been.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's the biggest album that the public has seen and actually connected with.
No, if you ask anybody what they knew Charlie from before, it was probably still Boom Clap.
Boom Clap, or maybe I Love It.
Yeah.
I thought this song was big in Germany. Yeah.
But you know what's funny? A lot of people don't realize that she, like, made and was a feature on that song.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know that I Love
That's,
It was.
That's not even hers.
We're
it's
not
like
talking. We're not talking about Camila Cabello. I like that. Let's just get that clear.
No.
And also, Boys, that was pretty popular.
Yeah,
as well.
That was, what, 2018, 2019?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Brendan Urie jump scare in that
music
video.
Oh, my God.
Not
Brendan Urie.
But, I was just kind of underwhelmed a little bit by her performance, just because we know what she's capable of, and we know what the Sweat Tour felt like, and it seemed like she was going for Sweat Tour vibe.
Yeah, but
so, also, like, she was last, so I felt like, oh, that was it. Because the guest portion of the performance was very short as well. The performance itself, I think, was 3 minutes or under it total.
Guest is also, I want to say Guest is a short song as well.
But also, if you're going to perform the Billie version, why
is
not? Why
give
is Billie,
her a mic.
Yeah.
And
or
why were they
the guest,
showing
or
her?
Or Guest with no Billie is great too. So if you're going to say the Billie thing and have the Billie background playing in the guest part, why is Billie in this, like, seats?
I know, not even that, is like, why are you panning to her? Well, like, why is the camera panning to her? Like,
awkward.
Stop. This is so awkward.
All the panning to people in the audience always just strikes me as awkward.
I think it's so funny though, like,
some people do not want to be there.
No,
look at their faces.
No,
they
absolutely
were off put.
Yes. That was another performance. Again, it was good, but it was okay.
I kind of forgot that The Weeknd performed.
Though, yeah, I did not tune in for that. Like, well, we were tuned
in.
We were sitting. But I'd like to think that I did not. I also haven't listened to his new album. Is that a crime, given that I just fought for tickets? And I lost my battle, but Maya won the battle for me.
Yes.
So I'm really happy and grateful. And I think I've said thank you in the last, like, 24 hours, like,
no,
30,000 times.
Said she would do the same for me.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Everyone knows how crazy Ticketmaster is now, and we've lost some Ticketmaster battles. So I said, I'm going to war for you. And
the
that
thing
I
is,
did.
I think since we became friends, we're music people. Like,
yes.
I don't understand people that, like, don't listen to music or don't have, like, a, I don't know.
But also, if you ask me about the small artist you're listening to, I'm not going to know them.
Yeah. It depends.
Sometimes I lie. Is that a crime? Sometimes I'm like, oh, you know this artist who makes this kind of random indie music? I said,
no.
Yeah.
I can't. I can't, because I'm, like, nervous of them being, like, name three songs. And I'm like, I can't.
No, literally.
I can't. I think the most.
Some guy on Hinge was like, I listen to surf indie music. And I was like, what is that? And he gave me some artists. And I was like, I've never heard of these people.
Yeah, no.
And I was like, oh, would not like that. I listen to Taylor Swift.
I know, but let's talk about the elephant in the room, Miss Taylor Swift,
the monster on the hill.
Well, we are big Taylor fans. We are pretty grateful to
let's just call it what it is. Swifties.
I know.
We're here.
Yeah, we're Swifties. Please don't hate on us.
Please. Sorry,
Sabrina, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Why did we not? Okay.
Okay, no, we'll get back to her. Let's talk about Taylor. She didn't perform anything. She was pretty intoxicated.
Yeah. But I also think that's, like, sort of her after one glass of something. I think she just, it's almost like, remember when people, when you were a kid and people were like, oh, you're boosting?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, you haven't drank that much, but you really want to act. Or, like, you feel it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's her.
That is her. But, like, I also think, like, I don't know. We don't know her. No one knows her. So
no, but also, like, a big thing about Taylor's entire career is the fact that she was parasocial on purpose.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes I'm like, if you were going to talk about any artist in a parasocial way, it's going to be Taylor because she is the parasocial artist.
She is.
She would invite her fans over to her house.
I know, which is crazy. She doesn't do that anymore.
Getting back to this.
She looked gorgeous. That little T on her.
Oh, my God. What if he's written mine on my upper thigh?
Literally guilty of sin.
Like, I guess, like, Travi's going to make it to the big game.
No one's going to understand anything we're saying. Unless you're chronically online.
Well, I'm also critically acclaimed, if we're good.
Exactly. We are.
She looked great. But I also think she showed up in something that she wasn't planning on winning. But, like, in a good way.
Yeah. No,
that's not the dress of a winner.
I don't think... That's crazy to
say. No, like, I'm saying that's not a themed... When she showed up for Midnight, obviously it was a Tortured Poets themed outfit, but we didn't know that yet.
We didn't.
But it seemed very, I'm in a long dress, it's kind of very themed, and that she did last year, but anyways.
Same for the VMAs, that thing is stuck in my head,
her in a short dress, she got to show off those legs.
Yeah.
And I think she should do it more.
She should.
Let's abolish any long thing on Taylor. She needs to show off those legs. She was posing. She gave Beyonce her cowboy.
Yeah,
Cowboy Carter, I love you. All the stupid discourse online. Beyonce made a country album. That woman is from Texas. And if you don't like Cowboy Carter, like, that's not my fault. You just don't know how to handle good music, I guess.
Yeah. I just think a lot of people hated on it for no reason.
But isn't it weird that everybody... All of these artists, all of these people on the internet year after year that Beyonce would lose would say, oh, it should have been Beyonce's time. But then all of a sudden when she actually wins, they always need something to hate on. But you know what's weird? It's overwhelmingly the Billy stans who are coming for her on the internet right now. And I said, I don't care. Billy, you got 2 Oscars.
Yeah.
I think it's different with the whole thing, even though she literally has an album of the year, by the way. And I know it's not about the amount of accolades. It still feels bad to not get awarded for the amount of work you put into something. But I also, in the grand scheme of things, Beyonce literally has never won album of the year.
Yeah. And it was deserved.
I don't care how many Grammys she has in other categories.
Yeah.
Like, it was all compensation until she finally got the award that she deserved.
I know, and I cannot wait for her new, like, her third act of this whole thing.
If she doesn't announce a Toronto date for the Cowboy Carter tour.
She hasn't. Well, yeah, it was, like, Paris, New York, something like that, right?
Because I didn't get to go to the Renaissance tour.
Me either, and we wanted to go.
We wanted to go.
My friend went, and she was like, it was the best night of my life, and we need to go. We will go.
We will be there.
You, me, your mother, and my father.
Yes.
Because they're the biggest Beyonce fans. But Cowboy Carter was so good, and honestly, I'm like, if you didn't like it, it's fine. You don't have to like it, but...
Listen to Riverdance, because that... Oh, my God, that song is so good.
I cannot say that I've actually listened.
I'll play it for you.
Yeah, please do. I don't know my favorite song from there, but it's so good.
It is
when
so
it came
good.
Out.
And it's an album. It's like, album of the year. That is not just an album where, like, the entire body of work is good. It's, like, cohesive as an album where it's not just, like, song after song after song and you can't feel the connection. The entire album had a meaning and an explanation.
Yeah.
And it's, like...
And it fit together so...
You deserve to win an album more when you're like, an albums artist. Which is why Taylor Swift wins so much. Because Taylor Swift is an albums artist.
Yeah. She is.
The art of that album is not lost on us.
No, it's not. And here's the thing. We can definitely step back and actually look at artists and be like, okay, I didn't like that, or I didn't... Because, you know, there are some Swifties that are like, this album deserved album of the year. I don't think so. It was a good album. That's it.
But I will say, last year, Guts by Olivia getting, like, Bub Kiss, essentially, was kind of insane to me.
Yeah.
Just because, in my opinion, it was a pretty big step up from Sour, which got awarded pretty well.
Yeah.
So I was shocked when she got nothing for that. Because I thought she was going to get a pop vocal album win for it. But then Midnights won both pop vocal and album. I would have liked to see, like, Guts get one of those, because great album. But anyways, do you want to get back to, like, the performance?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Shakira. She was giving body, yaddy, yaddy.
Well, she
always... That woman doesn't age.
No, not at all, which is kind of iconic.
I need the water she's drinking.
Well, the water she's drinking is being Latina. Oh!
You're so real for that.
No, it's true. But I like the songs that she chose because half of them were like old songs that I grew up on. And I was like, oh my God, I know this music.
Mm-hmm.
Her newer album, her newest album.
Which she won the Grammy for.
For this new album.
Yes.
For vocal Latin artist.
Yeah, performance like that.
Or album. Latin.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. I have not listened to it. I could not say. I think the last album she dropped before that, she did mention it. She was like, it was like 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That album, I remember, it was so good. But this one I haven't listened to. I cannot have like a concrete opinion on it, unfortunately. But
the performance itself.
The performance was so good. I think Shakira, and it was her birthday.
It was her birthday. We found that out while we were watching because I wanted to search up how old she was. And then I went, it's Shakira's birthday.
Which
why
is
did
crazy. Why did no one
with the not most Trevor Noah not wish her happy birthday?
I know, which is
because
crazy.
He was making essentially xenophobic comments during his
God.
Hosting.
That was
did you see Dochi's eyes roll while he said
no,
that?
No, I didn't, but I was like, oh my God.
She was real
God.
For that eye roll. Oh my God.
Actually, I'm looking at her album right now, and I have listened to a couple of
these. Okay, real.
Yeah, I didn't know. Well, she put out singles. I didn't know they were on this album,
mm-hmm.
which sounds terrible, but...
Well, it's also going to be like how Gaga has a new album coming out and Die With a Smile is going to be on it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I didn't know this was happening.
Yeah. But oh my God, that new Abracadabra song she dropped.
I guess we're in
a recession, but I guess it's good.
Who said we are in a recession? I think it was Noah Mills on TikTok. He was like,
probably.
We're in a recession. He talked about how Alex Earl was like eating that like burger and like, did you not see it?
Did you see? She came out with a line of skinny jeans. We're in a recession.
Yeah, we are. We're in a recession. But it's okay, guys. We'll
make
it through.
Did you see that new thing when people are talking about, like, if somebody's essentially going back to how their old music sounded, how Abracadabra by Gaga kind of sounds like reminiscent of Bad Romance, and they're calling it reheating your old nachos or
no.
Yeah,
is this the discourse on Twitter?
This is the current, like, for the past 3 days, all I've seen is, oh, this artist, they're reheating their nachos.
Oh, no. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Maybe that's some material we can use in our day-to-day.
Yeah, I'm going to start using it, I fear.
Yeah, I fear has stuck
also,
on us.
Oh, she's stuck. It's bad. But
yeah.
Shakira also, you know what I liked about her performance?
Mm.
I know that sometimes people are judgmental of an artist who doesn't always sing live.
Yeah.
But I really prefer for an artist to do a pre-recorded track and give a good performance than attempt to give a good performance and then their vocals fall flat.
Yeah.
Because then they can deliver. And also not every single, also Shakira has like she has a great voice.
Yeah.
But also sometimes, I mean, even you think about it, Usher, somebody who has a great voice. Usher, every single time he would try to do a full dance performance and then sang, it went terribly.
Yeah, because he couldn't.
Yeah, he couldn't do it. So just honestly, if it doesn't mean you can't sing, but sometimes you can't do both at the same time. It gets you out of breath no matter how much training you put in.
I also think that if you're a performer, you got to prioritize that because in our day and age, there's not many performers left.
No.
It's just like you're a singer and you really try to be a performer, but... You're not.
That's why the pop girls popped off. Like Chapel being actually able to sing live and do choreography.
Yeah.
Same with Sabrina. She did full out choreography. This girl was tap dancing.
Let's talk about Sabrina.
Old Hollywood.
I loved it. I didn't like her red carpet dress. I liked it. Yeah, I know. I think I discussed that with you.
It was a blue napkin, but it had feathers, so it made me happy.
Yeah. Oh my God. I didn't notice the feathers, but
I feel so much lighter like a feather.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Gorgina.
She looked amazing, and the fact that she won for Espresso, right?
She won pop. I think pop. No, she didn't win pop vocal.
What did she win?
Oh no, she won pop vocal song because they didn't air pop vocal performance. They aired pop vocal album, which she also won. So Sabrina essentially, I think, swept the pop categories, which like exactly Short and Sweet was
amazing.
That was that album
amazing?
I'm so sad I missed out on that tour.
I know. The thing is, like, I don't know what happened. We didn't get tickets, right?
Wait, here's what happened. We attempted to get tickets. We lost the Ticketmaster war, but that never stops us. Like, we always, almost always manage last-minute tickets. Olivia last year, last-minute tickets.
Which was insane.
Even Taylor Swift tickets, which, like, Eras Tour was the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
We got those by the skin of our teeth because somebody sold them to my sister. And then,
which is crazy.
So, again, we usually manage to get places, but then what happened is that, unfortunately, as students... who don't live in the same town that the concerts happen in at this very moment, like, we can't always be able. It was the middle of a week, a concert in the middle of a week, which we had already done for Sweat Tour. Sweat Tour was on
the
week
before.
Yeah, the week before, and we said, I don't think this is happening.
I don't think it's gonna work out for us, and so, it didn't. But
no,
you know what? There are rumors. There's rumors that she's gonna do a Short and Sweet Deluxe Tour.
But would she come back to Toronto knowing that she already came here? I mean, she only did one show, so maybe she'll do another.
I don't know. But on Twitter, there are rumors. The streets are saying that.
Okay. Anyways, back to her performance. So good.
Amazing.
I know she was a bit out of breath at times, but at least she sounded great for most of it and was giving us full performance energy. I loved how she did a medley of the songs that she was nominated for.
It was really good. It was really good. It was, like, actually such... And this is... It brings us back to pop. I don't understand how pop... Like, people that don't like pop.
They don't like fun.
Yeah, you don't like to have fun. I like alternative music. I like rock. I like so many genres.
But also, we shouldn't have to compensate for liking what's popular. Sometimes things are popular, which literally what the word means. Because popular usually means things, you know, sometimes things are just good. We don't have to be hateration all the time.
Mm-mm-mm. I think, like, liking pop is so good. I'm so happy when I like pop.
Also,
like,
there's so much happy pop out in the world. I just want to be happy. But I will say that also I love a sad pop moment because I've been streaming The Secret of Us recently.
Oh, my God. We need to talk about Gracie. I did not like her outfit.
I liked it. She was giving bridal, and I think it felt very her.
I don't know. She looked like that picture of Jeffree Star behind, like, behind the blinds. Not the blinds, the curtains that are, like, see-through. So I personally didn't love it, but I've been loving Gracie since, I want to say, like, a little bit after we went to Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. That's
but don't even say that because we were screaming the Gracie songs when
she opened. Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But then after that, I kind of, like, started listening to the album up and down, up and down, up and down, like, almost daily. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God.
We need a time with it, but now it's sitting nice.
But the thing is, I didn't like the concept as an album before. Now I do. Mm. Like, I like the songs off of it, you know? But now I'm like, if I'm listening to this song, I need to listen to the full album.
Mm-hmm.
So, I love Gracie Abrams.
Also, I think that because Deluxe came out after, I'm pretty sure, like, Grammy submissions closed, I think that she's probably going to submit That's So True next year.
Yeah.
And I'll say, I'll clap and I'll cheer because
it'll win.
If we get a That's So True performance, I don't care how everybody talks about the gasping. I know that she has a hard time catching her breath because of how fast the bridge goes, but I almost think that it acts as kind of, it kind of makes sense within the bridge because.
Yeah.
If you're talking about emotional performance, she's getting out all these thoughts. And honestly, I think it contributes a little bit to how it makes you feel.
I know.
And I like it.
I love it.
Everyone hates it.
I don't know why everyone hates it.
They don't like a gasp.
They don't like to have fun. No one likes to have fun anymore.
No. And no one likes to have fun anymore. Oh my God. Everyone hates everything.
I know.
Let's just be happy sometimes.
Let's be happy. Let's have some good pop moments.
Did anybody else perform?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I mean,
yeah, or Benson Boone.
Oh my! Let's talk about Benson Boone.
Dollar Store Harry Styles.
Can I just say something, and it's gonna be
no? I don't care. I know that you think he's hot. I don't care. She likes that stupid porn stash.
I think
this isn't Top Gun Maverick era. We have to leave it in the past.
You know what? But I think it suits him. And
no,
I
no, it's
because
you like
great.
It on Paul Mescal.
Yes, let's talk about Paul Mescal. No, I'm kidding. But
Gracie.
Him and Gracie.
I think
are
they're still together. But
together? Question mark. He question was with mark. Phoebe Bridgers before.
Yeah.
And we liked Phoebe Bridgers.
And then apparently Phoebe. I read.
Yeah.
I have to stop saying I heard.
Yeah.
Because like we get a lot of. I'm not saying that I believe always things that I see on the internet because I try to do research. Question mark. But I have to stop saying I heard or else I'm.
Yeah. Like everyone's like, where'd you hear that?
I watched on TikTok.
I watched on TikTok. I saw it on Twitter.
Paul for Bo Burnham.
Most of my information I get from Twitter, I would like to think.
And then you know it's wrong if there's a community note.
Yeah, but then the thing is, like, then TikTok kind of, like, reinforces that.
Yeah. I mean, I like when something's linked where I can read, like, an article written by an actual journalist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, like, that doesn't happen for, like, oh, no. Bo Burnham and Phoebe Bridgers split. Or Paul Mescal, sorry. Whatever. I mean,
maybe you accidentally just manifested something.
And I'd be okay with that. Is that a crime? Is it a crime to
also when they started dating, no one didn't know that Bo Burnham was in a really long term relationship.
Yeah, which is insane.
Yeah.
But cheers to the happy couple, I guess.
I guess.
I don't know.
But also, like, Victoria hates Paul and Gracie together because she wishes that was her, which, like, so real. Because those tiny shorts, I know. I get it.
And the fact that he's Irish. He's Irish. I love the Irish. I'm so drawn to that place. I need to go, and I want to go
to Ireland.
Like, I just need to be there. Mm-hmm. That's just my dream, so stay tuned.
Also, like, we've been loving the Irishmen since childhood because, I mean, Niall Horan, how can
you not? Oh, my God.
Also, speaking of Niall Horan, the Liam Payne tribute at the beginning of the In Memoriam section.
Yeah, I was a little...
I didn't know this was happening.
I didn't know it was happening that way. Well, Ben Winston did kind of confirm that.
Yeah.
But
I don't think they would have done it if he was not producing the show.
Actually, not like that, but they would have put his name.
Yes, you know, 100%. Also, for context, Ben Winston is essentially somebody that directed One Direction music videos and worked for them for, like, the entirety of when they were together, and now is still seemingly close with all the former members. So there was an emphasis on the fact that they did a little extra tribute at the Grammys for Liam Payne during In Memoriam because he knew him.
Yeah. I mean, it's really sad.
I have conflicting feelings about it just because of the...
What ended up happening with him.
But, I mean, I think we can all say that it's obviously sad since we read what happened and seemingly things could have been prevented. And now it's like... It's also weird because I feel like... It hits closest to home because, like, how long? I mean, we're only in our 20s. Like, how long have we really loved an artist? So, like, it's weird that we both really were into One Direction when we were kids.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, all of that stayed with us. So, it's weird that he's just, like, that he's now in an In Memoriam section.
It's kind of crazy because this is our, like, first celebrity death that has hit us.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, for our parents, there's probably been a couple that have gone.
George Michael for my mom.
Yeah, my mom.
George, yeah. That was hard.
Same with, like, I don't know, Michael Jackson. I guess
Michael
that was
Jackson
a big,
was a big
that
deal.
Was a big for, like, the older generations.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
Whitney
know.
Whitney Houston.
Yeah, that was big. I don't know who else has passed.
I mean, Prince, David Bowie.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people have died. That sucks.
Sometimes I'm like, for my favorite, like, classic artist, I'm like, please don't die.
Please,
I love you.
Make it. But it's gonna happen, and, like, you know, the day I've talked about this with so many people, but the day Taylor Swift dies, God forbid she dies ever.
Yeah. But I think she'll cheat death.
I hope so. But the day that she dies, the economy will crash.
Oh, 100%.
The stock market will crash. It'll be like Black Tuesday.
Travi won't be making it to the big game.
It'll be like Black Tuesday 1928. The stock market crashed. I think it was on October. But anyway, just history on
that. Are you talking about the
stock market crash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Random that you knew a date.
Yeah, it's 1928. I'm pretty sure. It was a Black Tuesday. It was
crazy work.
Yeah, the stock market crashing was insane. So
Taylor Swift, never leave us.
Never leave us.
She was the only one constantly, like, you know what? I think that Taylor Swift, everybody's like, oh, she loves attention, so that's why she's, like, always, like, center of attention.
Yeah.
I think that Taylor Swift, okay, let's think about it in context. Taylor Swift is a ginormous celebrity.
Yeah.
You know, she's always taking her private jet because she's probably afraid to fly, you know.
I don't think she can fly. Like, she cannot fly.
I mean, sometimes I'm sure she's better off driving, and that's where a lot of the criticism comes from with the private jet and carbon emissions, because it's like, if you're taking a 15-minute flight, you can drive.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand with the not taking, like, public flights because of security issues.
She cannot.
So back to that. Think about security issues that surround Taylor Swift. I'm sure also with her being, you know, such a big celebrity, she doesn't want to take also stuff away from other people. So it's like Taylor Swift probably doesn't, you know, go to concerts a lot of the time because of being Taylor Swift. So my guess is, like, first of all, it was like the pop girl convention, at the Grammys.
Yeah.
So she seems to have the most fun because she probably doesn't get to go to concerts. So it's like a concert that she doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, we all act like that at a concert.
Yeah. But the thing is, I've never thought about that.
Think about it.
She can't go anywhere.
No. Because even if she does, regardless of, like, security issues, there's going to be people taking videos of her. And I'm sure in that setting, when she doesn't have, like, the decision to control who's taking videos of, like, thousands of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see all the stuff that happens when she shows up to, like, Travis's
NFL,
like, Travis's games, like, the Chiefs games. Again, people, like, hate seeing her and they boo her.
Yeah.
And, like, she gets so much coverage and she doesn't ask for it.
Yeah.
So I think when she can, at least, even though she knows she's being videoed at the Grammys, at least she knows it's happening.
Yeah.
So.
Because it's bound to happen.
Yeah.
Anywhere that she goes. Same with, like, Beyonce.
Yeah.
I feel like the biggest
stars.
I feel like the biggest stars just can't
No, they can't.
They can't go anywhere.
No.
And I mean, I guess
people
that's,
video you and you don't have any
that's
whatever
the price,
over it.
That's the price you pay when yeah, you're famous.
Fame.
And that's fine, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Taylor Swift, please don't ever die. I guess that's the main thing of the
yeah.
of the
and
show.
Bring back Harry Styles, HS4 at midnight.
yeah.
He was spotted for the first time in many months in like Italy. Like he took a picture
oh,
with people.
Yes,
and
when he was
so
eating
basically
on
there's,
his own.
No, it's not even that. He took a selfie with somebody. And
oh,
to the audience,
that.
The lore basically with Harry Styles is that like he'll, you know, turn down photos or like, or he's just able to go into hiding. Apparently he's just very good at like not being spotted by people.
Inspired by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, exactly.
During rap tour.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my God.
Go on though.
No one saw me for a year.
Yeah.
But anyways.
She was happy.
She was happy, or so she claims.
Oh God.
But anyways, not getting into that because like we could literally just have a whole thing about Taylor Swift.
Maybe
but anyways,
you'll come back and we'll talk
yeah,
about it.
I fear. But anyways, essentially when Harry Styles takes pictures with fans and like will willingly do that and then it gets posted on the internet, everybody's like, oh, something's coming, because
yeah.
he's actually like making himself known in enough like by people that are like he's out,
yeah,
that it's like, oh, why, you know, because people are really like, where does Harry Styles, where did he go?
Yeah.
And now he's back. And if you know, I still can't believe he won Album of the Year a few years ago, but I'm not gonna get into that.
Wasn't that
that was 2023? That was 2 years ago.
Holy
yeah.
That's insane. Yep. I still tear up. We were together.
Yeah, and you were also in the middle of doing an online quiz because we didn't think he had already taken home Pop Vocal, and we said that's it.
And it was the last
because like
the last
again,
right?
Like we thought, oh, Renaissance is gonna win or literally anything else. And I'm like, I thought Bad Bunny actually had a chance at winning.
Yeah,
because it was
between,
a giant
yeah,
album.
It was gigantic.
Remember when Taylor lost to that random song by Bonnie Raitt?
Oh,
like
my
I'm
God.
Not saying that Bonnie Raitt's not an iconic artist, but it was just confusing because how is that okay? Song of the Year, like those words hold a lot of merit. Like in my brain, Song of the Year isn't just like a song that was good. It also usually characterizes what people were listening to
in
so
a
like,
year.
This year, Not Like Us won because Not Like Us
was massive,
like written very well, made sense. It felt like the song, it felt justified in its
yeah.
win. It was a song of the year.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how All Too Well 10-Minute Version lost to a song that essentially no one had heard of. So how
yeah.
is that song of the year? It's a song that is good, but the category is not called good song.
Yeah. Good song category.
Grammys change. Maybe Grammys make a song that is good category?
Yeah. I don't know. I forgot about Bonnie Raitt. Yeah, question mark.
I thought you were about to say Bon Iver, and I was
no.
like, remember when Nicki Minaj, and she was lost to Bon Iver.
Pink Fridays is out.
Friday in stores, guys. Go get Pink Friday.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I gotta stop with the Chronically Online.
I know. It's really bad, because I feel like this is just us, like, talking. This is literally us talking.
Isn't that what a podcast is?
Well, yeah, but
well,
this,
yes.
Well, yes, but this is literally how we talk in general, and it's really, like, if people don't know what
the people yearn for real conversations.
Yeah. We've lost that in this society, I fear. So, but I was not surprised that, I don't know. I was surprised that Not Like Us won, because he did win. He won Record of the Year as
he
well.
Swept. Apparently,
yeah.
I think he had
there
a
were
clean
five.
I
five
think
total.
He essentially, because he was not nominated for album, because I think his album just came out.
Yeah.
So that song was like a pre all whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was also, you know, a diss track.
Yeah.
Which is even more fun because he literally won an award for being a hater, which, like, sounds like the best thing in the world to me.
I know. And Drake, I think he has, like, two Grammys or something.
He has five.
Oh, okay.
Because people were saying that Kendrick won four and what, like, that he essentially won almost the exact same amount that Drake has his entire career in one night.
That sucks, though.
Should we get back to present day?
Yeah.
What else do we want to talk about?
I put down America Ferrera in Barbie, question mark. That was iconic Latino moment.
Apparently they're doing, speaking of America Ferrera, because you know how she was in that movie Real Women Have Curves?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So apparently they did like either a play or musical version of it.
Oh.
So that's fun.
That is fun.
Right?
Mi gente Latino, like, that's like the most iconic J-Lo thing that she's ever done.
J-Lo looked like she wanted some of Benson Boone.
I didn't even realize that, but
well, now that she split it from Ben,
Oh, Ben Affleck.
We'll see how long that lasts. I think they're going to get back together.
Absolutely.
She wants that cookie real bad. She wants some free Dunkin' Donuts.
That's insane.
He has that Dunkin' Donuts plug. I know. I would want it.
I would want it too.
Not that Dunkin' Donuts is available here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I also don't drink coffee, so.
Yeah. They make other drinks.
Maybe.
Why are we plugging a brand that doesn't?
I don't know.
Also, those tariffs, actually.
Oh, we.
Only buy from Canadian Tim Hortons, hooray. Actually, Tim Hortons exists outside of Canada.
I know, but.
We originate from here.
Yeah. Let's not.
Let's not
get political, but yeah. Stupid tariffs. Really upsetting.
Yeah.
Pedro Pascal and Paul Mescal in Gladiator, and then I put # mi gente latino, which is kind of iconic because those two are like kind of same coded.
Wait, actually, speaking of Pedro Pascal, the teaser trailer literally just dropped for Fantastic Four.
Oh,
and he's playing like main guy. Like,
oh my god, I need to see this.
Yeah,
I
so you need
didn't
to watch
know.
It.
I didn't know this was happening.
Yeah, he's like. I think Reed Richards, I think that's who he's playing.
Interesting.
And they just dropped the teaser for it. You know Joseph Quinn is playing Johnny Storm?
Sorry? No way.
Joseph Quinn. And he has, like, blonde hair in it. And somebody pointed out that he kind of looks like Fred from Scooby-Doo.
Oh,
and now
my
I cannot
God.
See it.
I need to see this.
He's giving Freddie Prinze Jr., which I'm not mad about.
Did you end up watching Gladiator?
I didn't yet.
Oh, it was so good.
Not in the week since the Grammys. Or not even. It hasn't even been a week.
I know.
But it was really good. I think it's been 4 days.
It has been. Yeah. Also, drag queens. You're recently watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
I realized all the seasons were on Crave, and I said, hello, I'm watching it now.
I am so happy that you're watching it because it's like such like a, I don't know, it's such like a niche.
Is it niche?
It's not niche, but I think it's niche and like towards me. Like me wise, like, I don't know. I forget that I like it. And then
yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
Hello.
I forget that I have so much knowledge on RuPaul's Drag
when
Race.
Obviously, since I had ever watched it, it had never been, like, a point of contention between me and Victoria to ever talk about.
Yeah.
And then I offhandedly mentioned, like, a couple weeks ago that I was watching it, and Victoria got so excited.
Yeah.
So now I'm just trying to watch it as fast as I can to keep up with the lore. But there are 17 seasons and then also all-star seasons, so it's daunting, but also I'm, like, never one to give up a challenge.
Yeah, don't give up yet.
But we were saying that, like, all of my favorites are usually, like, the Puerto Rican drag queens. They're just doing it better.
I know.
They're the prettiest ones.
Yeah, they are. They're body, oddy, oddy, and they're good at dancing, which
it's
good for RuPaul's Drag Race.
Do you think that America's Next Drag Superstar always has to be a good dancer, though?
Maybe.
Because I feel like sometimes everybody's like, talk about, like, you know, the fashion is a big thing because they always do their runway at the end of the episode and it factors into whether or not they go home. Like, they do a whole challenge, and then if their runway sucks, they're like, you're out of here, or you have to lip sync for your life.
I think you have to kind of be like a queen that like is good at everything.
Okay.
You don't
have
to be amazing. But like, I think about this and I'm like, why are you a drag queen and you don't know how to sew?
Yeah. Oh my God. Shangela in season 2.
Like, what?
And then they brought her back.
Yeah. But like, still, why don't you know how to sew?
Yeah.
Like, this is like basic stuff. If you're getting called into RuPaul's Drag Race, you better learn.
You better work.
You better work for this. Like, you better learn how to lip sync for your life. You better learn how to, like, make up outfits.
Yeah,
you got to think about all these things.
Yeah, because they know. Because also, here's the thing. I get why in the first season they didn't know, obviously, what was the competition was going to entail.
Yeah.
So they thought that, you know, they didn't know. But, like, by, you know, second and third or, like, throughout every season, because it's obviously still airing, you would think that, you know, obviously these drag queens watch the show, which is why they want to be on it. So it's like, why? I get that it's like a whatever, but I'm sure there's like a pretty big amount of time between being chosen and getting to do the show.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you would not want to try and give yourself an upper hand. Like, it's like if you're a drag queen who doesn't dance, go to a dance class.
Yeah.
If you're a drag queen whose makeup isn't great, get a lesson.
Get a lesson.
Because some of these girls.
Oh, you're going to get to, I'm pretty sure, season 5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. There's some scandals about that. Their makeup used to be so bad, but now we've evolved, and I think their makeup has gotten so much better.
Yeah.
But I think about it, and I'm like, in the newer seasons, obviously everything is so much more defined, and it's, like, so much better makeup-wise, because I'm like, y'all actually shade match.
Do you ever disagree with who wins the lip-syncs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times. There was, I'm not going to tell you which season.
Okay.
Or actually, I'm not going to tell you what happens, but there was, like, an elimination that I was like, huh, this was crazy. When you get to it, I'm pretty sure it's season 5.
Okay, so not too far away from where I am.
Season 5 or no, it might have been season 5. I also haven't
watched. You disagree
with one of those.
With Miss RuPaul.
Thank you, Miss RuPaul. Like, I don't, you know, I don't want to get hated
also,
on.
The first few episodes of season 3, like, Santino Rice is there, and then he just disappears, never to be seen
again.
And now he's, like, going crazy on Twitter. I don't know what that man does, but.
I don't know either, but.
He doesn't work.
Nope, he doesn't work anymore. And Santino Rice, what's with that little hat that he always had? Like, that was really weird. I don't know. But the newer seasons are really fun. I think I stopped watching after season 12.
Oh, you stopped? I didn't know you stopped watching.
It's because there's so many
seasons. Maybe once I get to season 12, though, we'll continue at the same time.
Well, once you get to season 4, I think I'm going to start watching it with you.
Okay, that sounds great.
Season 4 is like where everything starts that I really like.
But speaking about season 3, because that's where I am right now. Yeah. So I'm not done it, but so Victoria was like, oh, do you know the drag queen on it? Mimi, I'm first. And I was like, yeah, Mimi, I'm first is annoying me to no end. I want her gone. And in that same episode during the lip sync, at the end of the episode, she picks up the other drag queen, like getting essentially physical. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I know.
There's like, it's different than like, you know, maybe like doing a little tug on somebody's wig. She literally
picked her up
and put her over her shoulder. But also, you know what I was confused about? Why they didn't stop them.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Where is security?
I think they just like the drama.
They do.
And they still talk about it in later seasons. They're like,
remember this?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Because
it's crazy. I mean,
but I think it's crazy that they didn't, that even RuPaul wasn't like put her down.
And RuPaul later on in the seasons does intervene. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She does intervene in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
There was one that I think she stopped midway, like the lip sync. Oh, yeah, she did.
Oh.
You'll get to it.
Okay,
season
I'm
7.
For this.
Season 7. It was actually really good. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I think this has been lovely. It's just us talking about pop culture, and I hope everyone's okay with that. And if not,
well, that seems like that's a you problem.
Yeah, unfortunately. But tonight we actually have an event, which is kind of fun. Maya's coming with us.
My first.
Yeah, it's Loteria Night, which is essentially a Central American Mexican bingo, and it has like pictures and stuff. I've played once before.
Is there prizes?
I would think so. I would think so. I don't know. My events team, they put that together. I'm not sure. It's at 7 p.m. and it is 7:08, so we do gotta go.
Oh, snap.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But then next week we have we have a Valentine's Day event at 7 p.m. as well. It's
That's so sad for us.
Well,
I guess it'll be Galentine's.
It will be Galentine's. It's a speed friending event. yeah, not
wait,
speedy.
What if you do make a match though? Then are they like indebted to you?
No.
Oh.
No. Like if they make a match, yay. If they don't,
I think if you make the match but like romantic, then they should buy you something.
Oh, they could buy me like a cookie.
Yeah.
I love a cookie.
Yeah, you love a cookie. I also love a cookie, but
yeah, but come to our event if you want. I'm not gonna force it upon anyone.
No, you should.
But they're really fun, you should. And it's like it's a nice little community. Yeah. And if you're not Latino, you can come. Maya's not Latina and she's coming.
Be there or like we're outside your house.
Well, no. But be there or be square.
What does being square mean? Just like boring?
I don't know.
Think about it. What's sayings? It's like, okay, I'll stop.
Just be square. I don't know.
I don't know.
But
you have really rough edges.
Thank you. Okay. That was insane sound.
What
I'm
was
so
that
sorry.
Sound you just made?
I don't know.
It was giving sound effect.
Oh, okay. Well, everyone, I'll see you next week. We'll see if Daniel is better by next week in terms of midterms.
Yeah.
But I'll
maybe make him do a midterm on pop culture.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Yeah. BuzzFeed.
That'd be crazy. Anyway, I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye now.